So once upon a time, there was a fox named Steve. And this fox had the most beautiful red fur. And if he ever forgot that he had the most beautiful red fur, all he had to do was listen to his mom. Because she told him all the time, every day, as she was cleaning it, looking for little nasty bugs that were crawling around in it, she would just say, "Oh, Steve, your fur is so red, so beautiful." And he eventually was like, "Mom." But secretly, he loved hearing it. Every time, he loved it so much. And he took care of himself, you know, a little bit, but mostly he liked to roll around, run through the briars, get all kinds of rough and tumble. But so it was that one day he woke up and sort of stretched, and he was having one of those kind of lazy, slow mornings. And he looked down, and right around here, right around where his heart was, all of a sudden the red wasn't smeared, or it just didn't look quite right. It looked green, just right there. But all the rest of him was still red like he was all the time, but he started trying to kind of rub it off and trying to lick it as much as he could, but he couldn't quite reach it. And he was a little bit worried, and he looked around and just wanted to make sure that nobody else was seeing, because he wasn't green fox. He was a red fox. And he ran up to his mother, and he said, Mom, look what's happening on my... And she looked down, and she said, "Oh, my, that's not red. It's green." And she said, run down to the river and fix it. And he did. He ran down to the river. He plopped himself into the river. But sure enough, it was just green, plain old green, right around his heart. But he was a little bit afraid of what his mother was going to say. And so he ran over, and luckily raspberries were just blooming. And so he crushed up some raspberries. He rolled around in it. He was red again, beautiful red, just the way his mom wanted. And he ran back, and he said, "Look." And she said, "Ah, that's good." But he went to bed a little bit disturbed, because he thought it was actually kind of beautiful. And he could feel there was something true in it. And sure enough, the next morning he woke up and the green had spread. It wasn't just his heart anymore. It was like his whole entire chest with just little dollops of red around his arms and legs. And he thought, "Oh my goodness, she's going to freak out." And he thought, "Maybe I'm just green." And then he kind of looked at it a little more and he's like, "I think I'm just a green fox." And he thought, "I don't know of any other green foxes." And he was simultaneously sort of terrified about that, but also thought, "That's fantastic that I'm the only green fox." And the more he embraced it, and he could feel it, the green sort of spread down his whole paws, all the way to his paws. And he was entirely green, and it felt great. But he heard his mom calling off in the background, and he knew she was going to freak out. And so he decided to run away. He scampered off into the forest. And before he started to get sad about having left home, he was just feeling the green. I mean, he was prancing around the forest and he was thinking, "I am so beautiful. It felt so good." But as far as he got to the edge of the forest, as far as he had ever gone. A step. There's always this step. And he knew after this one step, there was no going back. And he took that step, and he stepped now into an unknown part of the forest, and now he started to get a little afraid, because he loved his mother, he loved all of his family, even if they wanted him to be red, still there was something beautiful there, and now he was into a frightening part of the forest he didn't even know, and he started seeing that the trees were taller, and the dark was darker, and there were strange sounds, and the strangest of the strange sounds was this kind of oink, oink, kind of came off in the distance. And then he could hear a faint song. And he could hear, between the oinks, it was kind of like, "One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader." And he got closer, and he could see off in the distance, there was a strange shape, this big, rotund animal, just kind of oinking and prancing, and he had a stick kind of stuck to his head, and he had sort of wings kind of strapped onto his side, and he was sort of shaking. And Steve kind of ran up to him and he said, "What are you?" And the pig stopped and he said, "Well, I'm a one-horned, flying purple pig." And he started singing the whole song. He said, no, it just looks like you're a pig," Steve said. And the pig said, "Ah, but a purple pig." He felt similarly. And Steve said, but I've never seen a purple pig. And the purple pig sat down and said, well, fox friend, I have never seen a green fox. And Steve said, touche, that is just as rare. He said, but where are you going? And he said, we are gathering, not far off. Animals of all colors, all shapes, all sizes, all sorts of surprising animals. We're gathering together. It's a beautiful thing. You should come with me. And Steve could feel something beautiful and right and true and good happening inside of him. And he looked down and he was getting even greener. His green was getting even more brilliant and beautiful, and it was just beaming. And he thought, yes, I'm not going to sing your song, though, he said to the pig. And the pig said, that's okay. And they just sang, and the pig was singing the song. And all of a sudden they crested a hill, and Steve almost lost his breath. Because he looked down and he saw animals of all sorts of surprising colors. A crow swooped down right above his head, but it wasn't a black crow, it was a pink crow. And he looked down, and all of a sudden there was little baby chicks scampering by, but not one of them was yellow. It was little baby fuzzy chicks of every color in the rainbow, and he thought, oh my goodness. He could feel. I'm not alone, he thought. And Steve ran down the hill, and sure enough, they all gathered. The green animals gathered together, all sorts of green animals. The green team was sort of the best team. That was our team at Pride. But all of the other colors were also wonderful, and they marched all across this beautiful, huge field, and the sun was shining. And it was the most true Steve had ever felt in his entire life. And as the sun was beginning to set, he knew he had to go home, too. And he hugged his purple pig friend, and he said, I'll be back. And he ran all the way home, back through the strange parts of the forest, back into the part of the forest that he knew so well, back towards the sound of his mother far off. And she was so relieved to see him, so relieved that he was safe. She almost didn't notice the green for a little while. But then she said, ooh, very green. And he said, yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to get greener. And it was a good beginning. And this is a lot of what we hope for all of you and for all of you. That there is this thing that only you can be, this truest, deepest self that only you can bring into the world. And exactly as you are, we celebrate you. We love you, and we await the greenest greens, the purplest purples within you. Amen.